Hey baby, I'm home. Oh, what a day. I have never been so happy for 5 o'clock to roll around than I am right now. Anne? Hey, what's wrong? Oh, God, not again. What happened? You were left to do all that on your own? They've been doing this for like 3 months now. I can actually count on one hand the days that you've come home and you've said that you've had an okay day at work. The rest have been a disaster. This isn't good, baby. Oh, that make you feel better? Okay, you know you're my good boy. Everything you do for me, I'm so happy to be with you. You are the best good boy any mistress could have. But I think we really, really need to sit down and talk about this. I know you're worried about not working, but I mean, we have enough saved that we could have a little breathing space for a few months while you find something else. Something that you're happy doing and not something that means that you get 3 hours sleep a night because you can't sleep through stress and anxiety. It is not good for you, baby. I know that you want to pull your weight and I completely respect that. But I also know that if I was in the same situation, you'd do the same for me. And it doesn't matter if you're out of work for a couple of months. I mean, I know that you're gonna be looking. It's not like you're just gonna be sitting around doing nothing. You're not that kind of person. And I'd rather you were there here looking for a new job doing that than going in there each day and having to deal with those idiots. I wish there was something I could do to make it better so that you didn't have to leave, but I think you've just kind of reached a point where it's time to look for a new job. And I know you've been there for, what, almost 8 years, but what you need to realise is that the people that you worked with, most of them have left, and now these new people just aren't working. It's not working out for you. I mean, you haven't done anything wrong. It's just for some reason they seem to have hired a bunch of assholes to replace the other ones. Yes, I know you think that's a terrible thing to say, but you know what I'm like. Well, I wouldn't be your mistress if I just rolled over and took anything that was thrown at me. And you wouldn't be my good boy, would you? Well, how about we talk about it over the weekend and we have a couple of days where we don't think about work? Well, except when we're discussing you possibly leaving, but tomorrow during the day we can do whatever you want. We can have some fun, go out, stay in, whatever you like. And then tomorrow night we can have a nice dinner, we can stay home, or we can go out. And if you feel up to it, we can discuss the way forward. But I think it's time that we started kind of making decisions on whether or not you stay with that company. I mean, it's not like you would have a difficulty finding another job. I mean, you've got your degree, you've got really good references. I think you could probably walk into another job within a couple of weeks. And you might even get something that you enjoy a lot more, and something that you might you might think pays better, because you've always said that you've asked for a raise several times and they've refused. I think you need to find somewhere where you're going to be made to feel worthwhile. They're going to recognise the talents that you have and utilise them, rather than just use you and seems to be breaking you down each week. Can guarantee though that after you leave, they're going to realise what they had and they're going to regret it. Well, I know how good you are and I know how much I love you, so you don't need to worry about that. So, why don't we order something to eat and we have a night where we just watch some movies, relax and just wind down? Does that sound like a good idea? Oh yeah? Well, I'm sure we could have some fun with Mistress later on. Mm-hmm, most definitely. I love you. Alright, well, I'm gonna go change, so you decide what you want for dinner. And when I'm changed, I will come out and we can order and then we can start relaxing. Okay? That's my good boy.